in a different style, you know, because I'm a different person, because I've received Jesus. In the year 1976, when I was my second year in secondary education, I remember there was this young man, his name was Wilton, being at a boarding school. When you fell ill, you know, you are in a difficult situation. No one could bring food for you from the dining room, because our dining room was about 500 yards away from the dormitories. So I just happened to, you know, to bring food for this young man. That's in me. I just like to care for other people. So every now and then I used to bring porridge, lunch, and supper for him. And I didn't do that to sort of wanting to be glorified or to be thanked. No, it's just my nature. So I just did it. 15 years later, I've never met this young man's parents. I was just passing by a shopping complex, his father at a shop. So I went into his father's shop and I introduced myself. So when he heard the name Gilson, he said, "Wow, I remember my son once told me about what you did to him." 15 years later, I'd completely forgotten about it, but I only introduced myself because I'd heard that was the Wilton's father. So I went to his shop and then introduced myself. And then he said to me, "I wish the best for your life." Wow. "I wish the best for your life." I didn't ask him, "What do you mean by that?" So life went on. So maybe the best that he wished for my life is being a preacher. I've got no clue. Maybe the best he wished for my life was to have 4 children. Maybe the best he wished for my life was to have a beautiful, caring wife. I don't know. Or he said, "I wish the best for your life." My theme today is my way of showing gratitude. Noah, after spending those 150 days in the ark, coming out of the ark, maybe had no clue what's awaiting him outside the ark life. He had no clue. But one thing came in his mind. His attitude towards his God didn't change. His attitude towards his God, he wanted to do one thing and one thing only for his God. I looked in the dictionary, the Cambridge dictionary, for the word attitude. What does it mean? The Cambridge dictionary has got a variety of what this word means. One of them, few of them are these: a feeling or opinion, something or someone, or a way of behaving caused by this. So maybe Noah, having been in the ark, he considered what God had done for him. But imagine the smelling dung in the ark. Oh God, I grew up in a rural area. I know what it is. If you go in a cattle pen, dung smells. But imagine Noah went through that in the ark. But he didn't change his attitude toward his God. He loved God. Despite what he went through, he didn't change his attitude. Imagine even he, when he was building that ark. According to scholars, they say the ark was the size of 2 football pitches. And the height of it was 45 feet up. The Bible says Noah built an ark. We don't hear of anyone helping him. The people living around there, they didn't want to help Noah, according to the Bible. Noah built the ark. This is the bit that intrigues me. We don't hear Noah complaining. A boat the size of 2 football pitches, 45 feet high, with all the partitionings, all the windows and all that stuff, and even the coating so that the water doesn't go in. He did it diligently, without... Amen. Come on, church. Philippians says, do everything without grumbling or arguing, especially if you are doing for the Lord. Amen. Noah was asked by the Lord to build an ark. His attitude was to do it without complaining, without murmuring. Glory be to God, because he's our God. So when you are doing something for God, you don't need to complain. Children of God, If you are doing something for God, your attitude should remain the same. When you started with a smile, you should end with a smile. Not when you start from here with a smile, when you end there, miserable. God doesn't want that. Do anything for God without murmuring or complaining. So one thing we learn from Noah is attitude for God must remain the same. Whether you are going through the smell of cow dung in the ark, you don't complain. Whether the floods, the boat is being rocked up and down, you don't complain. Because God is with you. You are doing it for God. You don't need to complain. Wow. Get me right. Noah faced a rebellious generation. That's why they didn't want to help him. Noah faced the worst weather conditions. Because this is the first time we are hearing of rain. Earlier on, in the Garden of Eden, there was no rain. The garden was being all watered from underneath. There were four rivers flowing into the garden to water the plants. Right? The rains are coming for the first time. They've never experienced rain. And it was a vicious downpour, killing all the animals, as we read. But Noah, he did another thing, which he says, whatever I go through, I will still rejoice. Isn't that so? Whatever you are going through, give thanks to the Lord. No one should coerce you to give thanks. You should do it voluntarily. That's the other word that we are learning now. Noah has shown us about the attitudes, not to change our attitudes towards God. Now, when he came out of the ark, the Bible says, he made an ark and an altar. And he chose. You remember the good animals and the bad animals. The good animals and the good birds. There were seven in number. Others were two. But these ones were seven. Now, maybe Noah, God knew what was coming after that, but he didn't tell him. He said, pick those seven, the good ones. Pick those seven good birds. And after that, Noah maybe realized, okay, now I see. I will do this for the Lord. He set an altar and picked the good animals and sacrifice to his Lord. Nowhere in the Bible it says he was told by the Lord. But this word, he volunteered. Wow. Have you ever volunteered to do something without anyone asking you? Yes? So we are encouraged to have the spirit of volunteering in our lives. I don't like people who talk about age. Age has got no limit before God because he's the one who created you. And volunteering doesn't need quantity. You can volunteer for a minute. Done. Dusted. What does the word volunteer mean? I went again to that Cambridge dictionary and I looked. What does it mean? The quality of being thankful. Volunteer means the quality of being thankful. Noah now is thanking the Lord for keeping him. Maybe he was looking through the window of the ark, seeing all those dead animals and dead people. And he said, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Thank the Lord for he has kept you alive. I believe most of us here, there are some people of our age group whom we grew up with, whom we went to school with. They are no longer here. Is it only me? I've got friends that I went to school with. Right now, they're no longer here. Girls who went to school with Jania, who are mothers now, they are widows. But Jania is not. Don't you think it's high time you volunteer to say, Lord, thank you for giving this to me? But listen also to this. When you do it voluntarily to the Lord, God will do something to you. The Bible says, when the aroma of the sacrifice was pleasing to the Lord blessed Noah and his children. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. God was pleased by that aroma and he blessed Noah and his children. Your children will be blessed for volunteering, for doing something for the Lord. Did you know that? The Bible says it. Noah volunteered to do something for the Lord and the Lord blessed him and his children. Wow! So giving something voluntarily, it helps, brethren. If you give voluntarily without being coerced or as a task that, oh no, yeah, church offerings. Yeah, because the treasurer will say, our coffers are running low, I need to give. No, give voluntarily. Amen, church? Give voluntarily. Because you are not thanking the church. Either are you thanking the deacons, or other are you thanking the congregation. You are thanking for what he has done in your life. This is why we give offerings to God. We don't give to offerings because our coffers are running low. No. We don't give our offerings for that. We give our offerings because we are thanking God voluntarily. Right. And listen also to the writer who wrote the book of Luke, what he says. When you give it, it will be given to you. When you give it, it will be given to you. I want you to get this bit and keep it in your heart. A measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be poured into your lap. The quality of volunteering to give. God will press down and it will be overflowing. If you give to the Lord, if you are looking for a husband or a woman to marry, God will give you a nice, good, God-loving woman or a God-fearing husband who will be caring for you. You know, when you get married, girls and boys, when you marry, the woman that you marry is not the one who is the finished product at the end. They become a product that you want to be because you live together. When you get married, you are putting two different lives together. We will nurture one another to what they want to be to one another. I was intrigued by one of our members. He was saying, well, I don't listen to my wife. We agree to differ and we move on. This is what they have agreed to be to one another. When you marry each other, God, because you have volunteered at the back, he will actually press down and overflowing. Even in marriages, even in jobs as well. When others are busy on the internet looking for a job, you receive messages inviting you for a job. Because God is giving you back, pressed down, shaken together. Wow. This happened to Noah. God said, you have multiple of children. I think I'm one of the offsprings of Noah. Are you not? I am. Because the Bible says you'll have multiple children. It's a blessing. Where do you put the difference that I'm not a child of Noah? I don't know about you. I am. Right. So, going back to that, what Noah experienced when he had volunteered, his attitude didn't change because of what God had done to him. I'm also saying today, you also, your attitude towards godly things should remain the same. You must also volunteer to do something for God. Paul again writes to the church at Corinth. He says this, but since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, it completes earnestness, and in love, we have kindled you. See that you also excel in this grace of giving. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 7. Paul doesn't end there. He continues to preach to the church at Corinth again. And he says, by showing your gratitude to God, why not volunteer to do something for his glory? You are not being forced, but you are being encouraged to volunteer. When you volunteer and do something for the Lord, it doesn't only end within the church. It overflows outside the church. I've been speaking about homeless people. Churches are coming together now. It's overflowing. It's the people, it's the volunteering that is going beyond the church's buildings. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Yes, it could be better. I agree with you. I agree with you. Right. I don't want to continue. I can spend the whole day here speaking about attitudes, speaking about volunteering. I want to say this last word. Give to God wholeheartedly. Your time, your everything, yourself, and also above all, God demands one thing from you, and one thing he demands, that you love him. God demands that you love him. So when you have loved God, he also says, Love your neighbor. This is why I said my way of showing my gratitude is caring for others. I gave you an example of that young man I cared for. He was not my relative. There was nothing attaching me to him, but it's my nature. I just want to care for other people. So God wants you to love him and care for other people. Noah, when he survived at the floods, he had an altar set and he sacrificed to God. The word of God talks of a woman in the Bible when she was in distress. And the angel of God spoke to her. And she was pleased because she needed water. There was water right there. He said, Elroy, my God sees. So what do you say to your God? Is your God Elroy, the God who sees? How do you show your gratitude to God? I would like to finish by reminding you this. Jesus Christ, in his own words, Matthew 22 verse 7, he said, you must love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Noah, being a righteous man, he showed this. He loved his God and showed his gratitude to God. No one commanded him. No one demanded him. It came from his heart because he loved God. I'm thrilled by Noah's attitude. How is your attitude towards God's things? Do you love him? If you love him, you will do everything without murmuring or complaining because he's your God. The question I want to leave with you this morning is, what is your way of showing gratitude to God? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this story of Noah that reminds us how we should do things for you. How we should give to you. How we should give to the community around us. It's not for our glory, but it's because we love you. We show our love by the things that we do for you, without murmuring, without complaining, because we are doing it for you. You are a God who loves us. Help us to love you and love others. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.